So I'd like to share a little bit about this concept of the unloved animals, the animals that we don't often pay attention to. And I did a bit of a video column this week, and so some of you may have seen it. And I talked a little bit about what was percolating for me this week as I was thinking about this service. And something that came to mind for me was this philosopher, and her name is Elaine Scarry. And Elaine Scarry is at Harvard, and she wrote a book called On Beauty and Being Just. And it's this really interesting meditation on kind of the link between beauty and justice. But she has a bunch of different concepts in there. And one of the concepts that came up for me this week as I was thinking about this service is that she talks about what happens when you get the concept of beauty wrong. What happens when you're wrong about beauty? And what she talks about is that she never liked palm trees. She always thought they were ugly. She thought that they were really, maybe they were okay adorning a cup from the Bahamas. They were kind of kitschy looking to her. She definitely would not have associated them with sort of the beauty and majesty of nature. But she says that there was a turning point for her when she was staying in a hotel, and it was an extremely peaceful afternoon, and the wind was gently blowing in through the wide open doors, and she noticed that the light was doing this incredibly intricate dance with these thin stalks of shadow, and she was curious about it because it was just so picturesque, so beautiful. And she looked outside to see what was causing that dance of sunlight and shadow. And it was nothing other than the palm tree. And she, in that moment, developed this whole new appreciation for that species of tree that she had in the past completely dismissed. So I know I have had a similar experience, but related specifically to the animal kingdom. I never liked pigeons. I just never liked them. And they were not something that was really, that my family particularly cared for. My grandmother had a terrible name for them. She called them feathered rats, which also communicates how we feel about rats, but that'll be another sermon. But really just thought they were kind of dirty, ugly birds. And that was sort of my feeling towards them. When I was living out in Boston, I lived on Revere Beach, and I was on the second story of an apartment complex. And because we were on the beach, there were both lots of seagulls and there were also lots of pigeons that clustered around there. And the lady downstairs from me loved feeding the pigeons. She loved feeding the birds. And so she would go out every day and just like throw like a whole loaf of bread, just crumble it up and throw it out there. And so, you know, I'm like going to school and coming back and there's just this huge flock of these birds that I really didn't like. And I'm just, you know, so frustrated and annoyed by this. But there was a time for me when that shifted just a bit. Because I lived on the beach, there was a boardwalk there. And during the summer months, you could see people out there drawing, sketching, painting. And I would often take a walk with my dog along that boardwalk. And one time I saw this artist sketching away on a pad, and he had a bunch of different pictures there. He was selling some of them, actually. And I was curious about what he was drawing, and I kind of came up on it. And there were some pictures of seagulls. There were also lots of pictures of pigeons. And I found that so interesting. I was like, what is he seeing in this bird that I'm not seeing? So I asked him about it, and he said that he thought pigeons were actually really fascinating creatures. They are the first bird that was ever domesticated by human beings. I didn't know that. They are actually quite smart. They can recognize the faces of people, particularly the ones who have been kind to them in the past and the ones who have been not so kind. So they probably recognized my face and ran the other way when I was coming back home and all that. there were also carrier pigeons that delivered messages. But the thing that kind of drew me in the most, something I didn't notice before, is that in his sketches with his colored pencils, he drew their plumage in such an intricate, detailed way. And I noticed for the first time that some of them actually have this beautiful purple and green iridescence right around their necks often. And other ones are sometimes dappled. And I never noticed that. I just kind of lumped them all into this ugly bird that I didn't want to see. But in that moment, I developed a new openness, a new willingness to kind of look at this bird and see something different. The philosopher Alfred North Whitehead talks about human experience as being something that we can make extremely narrow, so that we kind of try to fit everything into the particular concepts that we have about the world. Or he talks about the ability to widen the aperture, to make our experience broader, to take in more of the world, to feel more, to see more, to appreciate more. So what does it mean when we see an animal or something that we don't like? What would it mean to just be a little bit more curious about it, a little bit more open to the possibility that it has something beautiful to offer us that we simply have not noticed? I think that's our calling today. So we are going to do a blessing of the animals now. I'm going to go over here with Anne. So if you would like to bring your pet forward, your animal forward, I will ask you for the name, say a short blessing to them, and then we also have some treats, so you can let us know whether that's okay to offer a treat to your beloved